KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. We look for isolated areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, there is a freezing mist or light flurries in parts of the KJAN listening area this morning. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports that Highway 71 from Manning to just south of Highway 92, Interstate 80 from about Stewart west to Highway 71, Highways 173, 83, 6, and 48, to name a few, are partially covered with frost and bridges may be icy, so be sure and drive with caution. You can find the latest road conditions at 511IA.org or by calling 511. One person was injured during a single vehicle accident a little before 6 p.m. Sunday in Mineola. The Iowa State Patrol reports 66-year-old Kenneth J. Clefman of Glenwood was driving a 1994 Ford Explorer southbound on 4th Street near the intersection with Maple Street in Mineola when the SUV went out of control and entered the south ditch off Maple Street before coming to rest. Clefman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered serious injuries and was transported by Silver City Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The accident remains under investigation. Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Mills County Sheriff's Office. An extensive investigation into the delivery of morphine and other prescription medications in Fremont County resulted in the arrest last night of a man from Nebraska. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports 26-year-old Spencer Wesley Hamm of Bellevue, Nebraska, was taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. after he was found to be in possession of numerous morphine and hydromorphone pills. Hamm was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was charged with 2 counts of unlawful possession of prescription medications and 2 counts of failure to affix a road tax stamp. His cash bond was set at $12,000. A blaze near Coburg in Montgomery County caused extensive damage to a home Saturday night. According to reports, the fire at 2635 Highway 48, or about 7 miles south of Red Oak, was called in by a passing motorist at around 10:30 p.m. When firefighters arrived, flames were seen coming from the southeast corner of the first floor of the home. They contained the flames to one room and no injuries were reported. Authorities said the fire was apparently due to an electrical malfunction. The Red Oak Fire Department received mutual aid from the Elliott, Stanton, and Essex Fire Departments, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Red Oak Police, Mid-American Energy, Montgomery County Communications, and American Red Cross all assisted at the scene. Firefighters from Griswold, Red Oak, and Elliott responded to a reported house fire early Saturday afternoon. The fire began in the fireplace and spread through the floor and into the attic of the home at 14753 535th Street, south of Highway 92. The crews were dispatched to the scene at around 12:33 p.m. The occupants of the home were able to escape without injury prior to firefighters' arrival. The home was declared a total loss. Police in Red Oak Saturday arrested a man following a traffic stop. 28-year-old Logan Matthew Hughes of Red Oak was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street at around 10:06 p.m. Hughes was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $10,000 for OWI, first offense. The Audubon Area Chamber of Commerce held its Celebrate Audubon Awards program and banquet Saturday night. During the dinner and awards show at the St. Patrick's Parish Center, awards were presented to Dan Madsen for 2018 Citizen of the Year and Grace Christensen, 2018 Junior Citizen of the Year. In announcing Madsen as their Citizen of the Year, the Chamber said he keeps very busy running his farm that features crops and livestock, as well as finding time to help the community. Madsen is a member of the Audubon County 4-H Board, serves on the Cattlemen's and T-Bones Committees, volunteers to coach the Warriors football team, and is president of the church council at Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and he serves hundreds of people a warm meal every year at the church on Christmas morning. His faith compels him to make sure future generations know the importance of having a strong faith. Madsen is also described as a silent hero by donating food to businesses for children and the elderly, and it was also noted that he paid expenses for the less fortunate or for those in time of need. Madsen, they said, will go out of his way to help a neighbor regardless of the sacrifices he has to make. As Junior Citizen of the Year for 2018, the Audubon Chamber of Commerce noted that Grace Christensen is very active in volunteering, community service, school, and church activities. During a recent volunteer FFA visit to Haiti, she and 7 other members of the organization, along with their sponsor, Joe and Brittany Elmquist, built Sukup safety homes, volunteered at an orphanage, and worked with Haitians in teaching them garden plots, small animal production, waste management, and food safety. In the past, she's also passed out sack lunches for farmer appreciation, packaged meals for the Heartland, and adoptive family shopping. As a member of the National Honor Society, Grace Christensen has helped with community cleanup and Red Cross blood drive. She's also served in the Student Senate with numerous projects and was recently selected to be part of the All-State Band in Ames. After graduating this spring from the Audubon High School, Grace Christensen will attend ISU. She's the daughter of Jason and Tracy Christensen, has two sisters, Claire and Sophie. In our funeral announcements, Phyllis Jean Crone, age 80, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Crone will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Bernice Strackey, age 100, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Bernice Strackey will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Patrick Stanton, age 85, of Erling, died January 7th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Patrick Stanton will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the chapel at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Terry Holstey, age 76, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Friday. Graveside services for Terry Holstey will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. And June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for June Holiday will be held April 13th at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.